Karma is the universal law, the law of cause and consequence. It is not good or bad. Karma is neutral, based on the true universal justice. It is the law that only brings back to us the consequences of the causes of the actions that we have created and that our conscience has put it in motion. This law of cause and consequence is the spiral of learning that is utilized by all life waves in the universe. It is the law of choice and the law of universal love. Okay, when we talk about karma and harmony on the path of self-liberation, we have to look at it from the perspective of the microcosm and our true being. If we look at it from the perspective of our ego, we run into the challenges. Karma is the universe in motion. And through the wheels of karma, our consciousness can actually learn all the necessary lessons in order to go through fundamental transformation. What would be the reaction of our consciousness in that process if our current state of life is based on identification? It is based on our ego identified with itself in egocentric state of life. Our consciousness would tend to refuse the consequences of the actions that we have put in motion in the first place. That way, we refuse the law of karma. And when we refuse the consequences of the law of karma, we transform this neutral, perfectly balanced law into personal vindictive law, into our destiny. And neutral karma becomes for us good or bad karma. This comes from our egocentric reactions as a consequence of our identification and our attachment to a point of view that creates separation in our state of awareness. In a moment that we identify ourselves with everything that runs through our consciousness, like our thoughts, feelings, our reactions, and we believe that we are our thoughts or feelings or our reactions, what happens to us? We divide the world and we just want one part of it, the good part. The other part that we don't identify with, we call bad or evil. So that good and evil don't exist outside ourselves. They are phenomenon of ego. They are phenomenon of identification and attachments. And that is the root of suffering. All the consequences of our action come as a whole, but we want only one part of it, the good part. That is how the neutral law of karma becomes vindicative personal law or destiny. It becomes the prison of our own consciousness. And we manifest that inner prison outside of ourselves. That is what transforms neutral, balanced life into something like a personal hell, where we run away from the consequences of everything that we have put in motion ourselves in the first place. If we try to transform our destiny by changing the external reality in our family, jobs, community, in the society that we are in, we can transform many things, but only on the surface. And in that way, we are putting in motion the new causes that will bring more consequences, which will be multiplied. Because we accelerated the wheels of karma, and because of our identification with a certain egocentric point of view, we would accelerate the wheels of destiny. It is not by forcing an external change in a world or on ourselves. If we try to force this path with our own ego, with a different methods outside of ourselves, that will not be able to transform anything at that level. We are only straightening the points of view of our ego. We are straightening our inner perception of what we call good or bad. But there is a different basis than ego itself in our microcosm that will enable our being to be in balance and harmony with karma. And today we will talk more about that.
As it was said before, it is very interesting to see how we, human consciousness, believe that consciousness, thoughts, feelings, and reactions are one unique identity. And for that, also believe that is the own being. Human consciousness is very complex, and all those thoughts, feelings, and reactions connect with each other according to their own quality and vibration. They literally circulate and live in the energetic field of the whole human being. And this condition forms our basic human type due to the heredity from our parents, our family, and from whole of humanity. We are also the product of many life experiences in our microcosm, which is the eternal being that defines us and in which we live in the short period of time of all our life. When human beings try to achieve harmony, and everyone does it in their own way according with their own belief, conflict results because we don't take into account that we are each unique and see the world in a unique way. They also do not take into account what we explained before about the influences on them from the forces and energies created by thoughts, feelings, and actions, which each one of them creates a reaction individually and in the collective of all humankind as well. When what is called peace in this world is achieved, when with practice a person reaches the point to conduct life with certain kind of harmony, then there is still the influence of karma. And many tensions within a person do not come from bad karma, from horrible acts committed during previous life experiences, but instead from situations where a solution was not found. The human being is then placed before a task that his or her ancestor or predecessors within the microcosm had not solved. In addition to this, the Golden Rosy Cross and some other spiritual philosophies speak of a spiritual goal for all of humanity, which is not recognized as the central goal in life. And let us explain this with an analogy. For many centuries, humanity thought that our planet was in the center of the universe, and the planet of our system, including the sun, revolve around Earth. It was discovered after that is not the case. The sun is in the center of our solar system, and the planets revolve and travel around the sun, including planet Earth. We can compare our own small life systems to the solar system in which we inhabit Earth. We continue living our life as if we were or are in the center of the universe, although we discovered this, rather than focusing on the spiritual source located in the center of our being. According to us, pupils of the spiritual school of the Golden Rosy Cross and universal teachings, this egocentrism is the main reason why we have no experience of real harmony, or the harmony seems to continually change, creating imbalance both externally and internally in whole humanity. It is also the reason why we cannot identify what is sacred within us and what it is not. Real harmony for us is to be integrated to the whole creation consciously, to live by and for the universal seven spirit radiations. In this way, in a certain phase, karma can be a great treasure chamber of wisdom, experience, strength, and light force, before transforming it with a process that we explain it every single time we present here, that we pupils of the Golden Rosy Cross describe and live by it on the daily basis. It is the process of transfiguration that we suggest to those who seek for authentic spiritual harmony. In its relations with karma, we will conclude talking a little bit about this process.
So, friends, how can we go through this path of self-liberation? How can we go through this path of ensuring that the separateness, the identification as a result of our egocentric being can be uplifted and we can unite with the center of life, with the center of the sun that shines for all of humanity? Once we are able to get insight, once we are aware that we feel separateness from the one, separateness from the totality of life, then generates in us a longing to be able to return home, to be able to unite with the oneness of life, such that we are able to defeat separateness. And once that desire, that longing to be able to return to the origins of life starts in us, it opens the door for us to be able to aspire for a certain self-liberation, to aspire for a certain self-awareness in the obstacles that prevent us. And so we go our journeys as microcosms, returning to the light or to the origins that brought us here. We start by understanding and having self-knowledge of ourselves. And through that process, we move into understanding that we need to have a level of self-sacrifice of the egocentric aspect of ourselves so that something new in us, the rose of the heart, can blossom and guide us. The spark of the spirit that resides in us can grow and be in a place where it takes the lead in our lives. So Krishna, in a sense, can be the one that leads the wagoner. And we can then, as aware beings, return to a position to observe, to grow, to develop, and to become one on this journey with the origins of life. So the spiritual school has seven aspects, seven places of nurturing and growth, where each of us can go this path from an insight of the separateness and identifications in our lives and unite ourselves with the rose of our hearts and the spirit that guides everything.